This weekend, Michigan State University senior Craig Pearson will interview for a Rhodes Scholarship. If he's chosen, Pearson would become MSU's 17th Rhodes Scholar. Current state Scott Pohl talked with Pearson about what it takes to become a Rhodes Scholar and what it would mean to his career if the committee decides to send him to Oxford.
They fund 2 to 3 years of graduate study in any program at Oxford University. And for me, that would mean working toward a PhD. So what I'm really excited about is the opportunity to enter an interdisciplinary neuroscience PhD program. But beyond that, I mean, Oxford really, and the Rhodes really, is about the community of scholars. So it's these 32 students from the United States, and then students from other countries around the world all get together in this community. And, you know, they're studying all kinds of different disciplines, and they're doing different programs. And to be around, you know, high-achieving, high-energy, really interesting people, that's what I've heard is the greatest part of the experience.
All right. Now, while we're talking, I'm going to recount for our listeners at least a portion of your resume, which is, frankly, mind-boggling to someone such as me with a simple bachelor's degree. You're in the MSU Honors College. You're a senior majoring in neuroscience, biochemistry, and molecular biology in the College of Natural Science, and English in the College of Arts and Letters. So you're going to have to explain that to me. What's up with doing all of that at the same time here at MSU?
Well, they happen one at a time. I didn't march in here as a freshman with all three in my back pocket. For me, it started out with a biochemistry. I mean, that was something I loved in high school. It's that intersection between chemistry and biology. On the scale of you know, science from, you know, micro to macro, biochemistry deals with proteins, and it's, you know, molecular circuits, and it's sensory pathways. And that, to me, is really interesting. And from there, you know, it just built one upon the other. I decided to take a few English classes just because I love literature, and the curriculum here is so fantastic, I just couldn't stop. And so that's where English happened. And neuroscience is actually a pretty new degree here for undergraduates. I think maybe 1 or 2 years ago they introduced it as a major. And so I gobbled it right up. I mean, I had taken a neurobiology class as a sophomore, and that was in the fall. And then in the spring they introduced this new major. So I thought, this is perfect. This is what I want to do. Neuroscience is, you know, the coolest field to me. And to be able to integrate all three of those majors now, as a senior looking back, it really has allowed me to take a truly diverse and unique curriculum here at MSU. So I'm really happy to be able to do all of them.
Are you a four-year senior, or is this more than 4 years in your case?
4 years. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Honors College.
Now, you're from Bloomfield Hills, and while you were in high school, you did volunteer work working with students with visual impairments. I'd like to know more about that and whether that led to your interest in neuroscience, or if the reverse is maybe the case.
Yeah, I had this opportunity in high school to do outreach work at a school that had students with visual disabilities, cognitive disabilities. And that really was a formative moment for me in terms of figuring out what I wanted to do with my life. I had opportunities to work directly with these students, to work with their teachers, and to see the impact, you know, that was being made in this school. I remember there was one day we were doing a sort of a baking day. You know, I was working in the youngest classroom. Most of the kids in this classroom were, you know, 5 or 6 years old. They all had cognitive and visual disabilities. And we were doing baking, and I remember we were putting the ingredients into the bowl, and there was this one kid who couldn't see. And so I was sort of waving the cinnamon around in front of his face, and he just lit up. And it was this amazing response. And I thought, wow, you know, we can really make a difference. And it's just thinking about it in different ways. And so that has led to a lot of the work that I've done here. You know, I've worked at the clinical center at MSU in the neuro-ophthalmology unit, where people come in and they can't see out of one eye, or they're seeing double. And we have to figure out, you know, what's wrong? How can we fix this?
Okay, so on Friday, you're going to be in Chicago interviewing for a Rhodes Scholarship. What do you know about the interview? How long might it last? What are they looking for? Are you prepared in any fashion? Do they prepare you in any fashion for the interview?
Yeah, I mean, the Rhodes is sort of a unique interview. They bring you in on Friday, And they have sort of a coffee hour, a reception where you get to meet the other applicants. For me this year in the Chicago region, they're going to be 13, including me. And there are, I think, 6 or 7 judges on the committee. And so we all get to interact. It's this moment for you to kind of have a low-key social time just to get to know everybody and become familiar. So that I'm really looking forward to. I've never had that as part of an interview before. And then on Saturday morning, you get a time slot for your interview, and it's just 25 minutes. You sit down with the committee, and they ask you about, your experiences and what you want to do. And from that, they can call people back for additional questions, but they make their decision right on the day. So I'll know by Saturday whether I'm a Rhodes Scholar or not.
How does one become nominated for a Rhodes Scholarship?
It's quite a process. It starts with putting in an application to MSU. They have an internal review process, and in order to go out to the national competition, you have to receive a nomination from your institution. And each school does it differently, but with MSU, you apply internally through the National and International Fellowships and Scholarships Board, I guess, the committee there. And so I went through that in August. I turned in my application, and they reviewed it. We went for an interview in September, and I received the nomination. And so then they really helped me put together, the final touches and prepare for the interview. And that's where I am today.
Now, I understand that 32 altogether are chosen from the United States. And you say 13 will be at the Chicago region or whatever you might call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assume there are others. How do they narrow it down to 32 if you're told on Saturday whether you're in or not? Do they have just a certain number of slots for each region? How does that work?
Yeah, each region gets 2 slots. So I believe there are 16 regions. I think Chicago is District 10. And they bring in as many as they have the capacity for. I think it's, around 11 to 14 or 15 per region. And they have 2 spots to fill. So they bring their chosen applicants in, and they decide on those 2 days, which 2 they want to offer the scholarship.
So if you're chosen on Saturday, you'll start when? Next fall?
Yes.
And you'll be there for 2 or 3 years if you go to Oxford?
Yeah, hopefully longer. the funding goes to, and they can extend it to a 3rd year. But I really want to work toward a doctorate. And so that typically is 3 to 4 years in England.
Craig Pearson is a nominee for a Rhodes Scholarship. He'll interview in Chicago Friday and Saturday, and we'll know by the end of the weekend whether he's won. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.